tell me about the roof, the exterior of the dome. The slate, it's a slate roof.
It's a slate roof.
But it's not the original roof, is it?
No, we just replaced this last year.
Okay, wow.
The the great thing about a slate roof is that it can last for 100, even 200 years.
Right.
If it's maintained properly. And actually, most of the slate in the mansard roof is in good condition. It's watertight, and it's 137 years old and
right.
still has a lot of life
still
left
working,
to it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The dome, however, we had to replace all the slate because really the shape of these slate shingles is the diamond shape.
It's diamond shape, yeah.
That's right.
Sort of unusual.
And the kind of conical nature, you know, the dome is almost like it's built like an igloo out of
right.
these old terracotta blocks.
Right.
And so the slate shingles have to kind of curve around that. And in our Wisconsin climate, you know, with the freeze-thaw cycle, it's very easy for water to, you know, get in underneath those slate shingles
right.
and for wind to kind of blow it, and they start flapping up a little
sure.
bit. And as we were saying in the basement, once water finds its way in,
yeah.
it's all over.
Yeah, it's all, then you're stuck, right.
So,
and the surrounds on the windows, that's all new too, that was restored?
Well, the surrounds on the windows, these are all the porthole windows. These are terracotta surrounds
right.
that had been painted with not just a regular paint, but a really thick, heavy epoxy paint.
We want these pink or whatever color they want.
It was sort of a cream color that
okay.
had turned kind of black and, you know, just dirty over time. And the problem with that paint is once it starts to peel a little bit in some places, then again, water gets in
and does
stays
job,
in
right.
and it starts deteriorating them. So we found that when we stripped the paint off, unfortunately, in most cases, the paint was all that was holding these window surrounds together.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of coming apart into, you know, 12 neat pieces,
right.
they just sort of fell apart into, you know, 70 shards all
right.
over the roof.
Sure.
And at that point, you know, we were at sort of a crossroads. Do we, you know, get molds made? And, you know, there are terracotta manufacturers still going in the United States today. We could
right.
have just reproduced these. But the masonry company that we worked with had an expert mason on their staff, and he was able to piece these things together, like it's almost like archaeology digs when they find old pottery.
Right, sure.
You know, underneath these window surrounds is a lot of wire mesh.
Okay.
And
so
mortar,
he built them
and
back
that's
up.
Right. He just pieced them back together. It took him about 9 months to do it.
Right.
But he got them all put back together.
And all the angels and statuary and ornamentation on the top, is that all the same thing?
That's correct. It's all terracotta. There are eight angels that go all the way around the top of the dome.
Right.
And you know, we were actually very worried. You know, generally speaking, the higher up you are with a building like this, the more exposed these stone elements are to the, you know, wind
to the
and
weather.
Rain.
Right.
Exactly, and so they deteriorate more. But fortunately, we were surprised to find that those angels are actually in, you know, museum-quality condition.
Oh, yeah.
When you're standing on the scaffolding, you know, 6 inches away from it,
yeah.
it's just in remarkable condition. It looks like it was sculpted yesterday.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, great.